Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ozzie Guillen.
Not the captain of the boat.
Former White Sox manager.
I mean, I don't know how much payment I watch.
Can I go to watch the All-Star game? Hell no.
Talking the latest around Major League Baseball. Ozzie Guillen.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Always a joy to talk to Ozzie Guillen. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Morning, Oz.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, you know, there's a lot of concern about where the Cubs are at and what's going to happen here. Who has the advantage? Who's the team to – I mean, that loss last night puts them three games back with the Cardinals coming in. They got seven left out of the final 10 against St. Louis. Who do you figure is going to wind up in and out in this division?
Well, it's kind of hard because the way they play, you know, I mean, Milwaukee, who thought with Milwaukee going to be like this in this run without Jelish and, you know, without the pitching staff they have. Nobody was bet on them, and, you know, they thought they went out. But to me, the Cubs got to go face St. Louis with less than three games because I don't think they're going to be available to suit them.
Right.
Because that thing is good enough to play good. I don't think they have superstars. There are a few guys out there, but they know how to play in the stretch. They have been pretty good. They have clutch hitting. And the key is, to me, is just make sure when they face St. Louis, they're less than three games in the stands.
Ozzie, there's no question the pressure is on the Cubs with 10 games to go based on where they are, and they control their own fate, but they have to respond to that. In your experience, when you've been in this situation, what do teams do well that allow them to handle that pressure, and how does that pressure sort of manifest itself on the field?
Well, it's funny because they have experience. When you know experience, it's a little bit different. But then the Cubs, you know, I mean, good percent of the players, they have experience. They have been there before. Obviously, Joe Maddon, he went to every stage in the game. You know, I mean, I think it's excited. I think it's excited because you go to the ballpark for a reason. You go to the ballpark to fight all the way to the end. You go to the ballpark to say, remember when we started in April? You know, just so many good things happening. You put pressure on yourself, then, you know, you got to fight against a lot of stuff. But I think you just got to go there, take it one day at a time, forget what happened in the past. Just take it, everything you got to worry about is what is in the future, you know, the games coming with. Whatever you did in the past, win or lose, you got to throw it away and you have to concentrate what is going on from today all the way to the end.
It's interesting, Ozzie, because, you know, you're looking at Tim Anderson on the south side with an opportunity to win a batting title and leading right now in that quest. And yet he also has been having all sorts of problems in the field and putting up some errors. He said something interesting. He said he's not worried about the errors, and neither are the White Sox, because everybody knows about his work ethic and how hard he works because he's made himself into the hitter he has. And that would indicate that he's going to be able to do that as a fielder. Do you, if you were still managing him, or if you were the manager over there, would you be worried about his fielding, or would you figure, does it work that way? If a guy can work and make himself a significantly better hitter, then he'll make himself a better fielder? Is it that simple?
Wow, you know, everything Anderson says is very interesting. Every time he says something, it's very interesting. I tell you what, if they have to worry about it, of course. I said in the show 2 weeks ago, these kids got to get better. Obviously, got a lot better from last year to this year. Every time you make an error, it's a key error. You make one, you're supposed to make that play in Seattle. He couldn't make it, then they scored, you know, in that inning to lose a game. They give him a base hit, but, you know, normal shortstop, we should make that play. But Yes, I think you cannot win anything without good defensive shortstop. Shortstop, second base, every day. You look around, the teams win World Series, the team wins playoff, the team in the pennant race, they always got great defense. Defense will make your pitching staff better. When you play good defense, the pitching staff is going to be better, and that will help. Every time you make one error, that means you give the team another opportunity, you give the team more out, you give your pitching staff inning less. I think defense is very important. You got to, you know, you have to be aware of that. Not because you can hit, you know, the sun, you don't care about fielding, then you got to end up in playing center field. And I think defense is very important, and the White Sox got to stop him and say, you know what, we appreciate your work ethic. We appreciate, we love it. This game is not just about hitting. You know, that's the reason in football they got a special defense and a special offense. In baseball, you unfortunately, you got to do both.
Our conversation with Ozzie Guillen is brought to you by Elgin Genesis. Visit ElginGenesis.com for more information. Ozzie, Fangraphs has an interesting story today about how the White Sox struck gold on their most important players in 2019. Obviously, they reference Anderson. You look at Mancata. You look at Aloy, and even you look at Lucas Giolito. There are some individual accomplishments and progress that is certainly worth celebrating. When you take a step back, is that enough to look at this season as a success in terms of the rebuild? Is the arrow still pointing up? Because individually, yeah, there have been some victories. Collectively, I think you could. That's a good debate.
No, collectively, they're horrible. Well, I'm sorry. I'm watching the games every day. I think we feel great. Those guys have individual numbers. It's unreal. Look, Abreu's going to lead the American League in RBIs.
Yeah.
Anderson is batting champs. There's nobody going to take that away from him. Giolito have unbelievable year. You know what I mean? Jimenez is going to be a great hitter, No doubt about it. But we got to sit down and say, wow, look at what we have. And don't think about what we need to do. That's another way to look at it. I think they have a great group of guys. They got to get better. They have a great group of guys. They coming up. And now finally they start to put it together in the big league. But it's not about one. Look at those numbers they have. And look at their 20 games under 500.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And look what they need to do to get better. They make so many little mistakes to cause gains. So, you know, you cannot go there with one pitcher in the stats, Giolito, and hopefully Giolito come back next year to the same style. But besides that, I don't think the pitching staff was good enough. They had 2-3 guys in the bullpen. They did a good job, very consistent. It's a lot of holes they got to patch. A lot of holes they got to patch to put it together. Is they in the right track? Yes. They can be better, yes, but only God knows what position they're going to be. To put those guys in that situation, I think they got a good group of kids. But meanwhile, you know, I mean, you got to put everything together to be what you want to be. But I think they have the right steps, the step forward from now on.
So they need to sign some pitchers, I think, right? Or what's the priority in the offseason? Do they need two starting pitchers? Do they need an outfielder? They got Louis Robert coming up, supposedly Madrigal coming up. They got other young players, but they need some veteran help, and they have money, presumably.
Well, you know what I mean? Madrigal's coming up, going to be better. You got to make the ball club look better.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Obviously, in center field, no matter who you put there, if Roberts, you got to make this ball club a lot better, at least better than this year. Mm. They've been using so many people there. I think Garcia is not a center fielder. Garcia is a utility player, a great acquisition for the White Sox. But I think they're going to need, they don't need a guy. They don't want to spend $300 million for one guy. I think they can go out there, get the middle row guys, and make it work for them. You know what I mean? Just don't concentrate in just one player, two players. I think in baseball or not, free agents, they're going to have a few players out there that can help them what they're going to get without go crazy of spending money. And I think they're going to need, I think if you have a team to compete, I think Giolito will have a number two, number three to take the heat away from him. But look at the starting rotation, who we have right now, this year, next year. It might be a different scenario, but you know what I mean? If they don't have the pitchers that we thought they were going to have, everybody was hurt. Lopez was terrible this year. Giolito was the highlight of the ball club. You know what I mean? I think health is very important, but they got to come out together and push a little bit a good, better team defensively and pitch-wise if they want to compete next year.
Ozzie, we were talking earlier about the Bob Nightingale report in USA Today yesterday when it said, quote, the biggest surprise in Chicago this winter will be if David Ross is not named the Cubs' next manager by Thanksgiving. Now, there's a lot of discussion between, a lot of time between now and then, a lot of talk about, you know, what the Cubs will or won't do. But just from a perspective of David Ross going from, you know, the broadcast booth to the dugout, you saw it happen with Aaron Boone. You've seen other examples. How difficult of a step is that for a guy with no experience?
Not for the guy. You know, to step it up I'm, and look at his shoes. You got to fill it up. You know, Joe Maddon, very successful manager over the years. You know, not because you're a good guy, not because you talk very well, not because people love you in the clubhouse, you're going to be a good manager. Obviously, you're not going to be a good manager if you don't have the good players. But right now, you know, it's not that hard to step up in baseball because you need to have a lot of help. You got a lot of help. People say, do this, do that, do this. You got a good coaching staff. People up there will help you to do what they have to do. Some managers, they send the lineup to it. There's a lineup you're going to play. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But in the meanwhile, I think right now, is you get along with the players, you play your friend. I think it's good. Is you good with the media? That's going to help you. But it's not easy. No, Boone grew up in baseball. Boone is a different scenario. When Boone was 2 years old, was with a uniform. You know, he got a great family. They know about baseball. Boone was managing before he was managing. You know what I mean? Not because you are who you are. It's going to be, you know what I mean, good thing for managing. No matter who's coming to Chicago, they got it. You know, the guy going to leave, it was a pretty good one. And people always got to, you know, say, well, this guy did it last year this way. Why are you not doing this year this way? You know what I mean? It's not easy to manage the Cubs no matter who's coming.
Ozzie, thank you. We appreciate it, buddy.
Good stuff, Ozzie. Thanks
up.
A lot.
All right, yep. Guys, thank you.
You take care.
That's Ozzie Guillen, NBC Sports Chicago.
He's right. He's so right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.